The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Duval, and we hear a bouquet of piano music weekly. You know that. Same time, same station. I'm delighted to offer you the piano playing by Josu de Solan, Michelangeli, Rudolf Furkuschny, a wonderful person, Alan Feinberg, and more. Wonderful wizards, not of Oz, but of the pianoforte, and these people are indeed wizards, for they have power. A caballo is a man on horseback. A caballero is a horseman, a gentleman, or a knight. And that, my friends, is the Spanish for the day. We begin our feast of small piano works with the Voracek Impromptu No. 4 in A major. Doubt that you've ever heard it. It's never been on the show, of course, by Jan Vaclav Voracek, born the year Mozart died, 1791, and he dies in 1825. So that is a year before Weber, 2 years before Beethoven, and then 18 months after Beethoven dies is Schubert. So this is a very ripe ending to the Viennese culture of music. And his piano music, especially the impromptus of 1822, are still very interesting to me. Schubert knew these impromptus, that we know, and you may hear a Schubertian strain, or really it's the other way around, for Schubert's Momo Musico sound more like Voracek. He died young of that dreaded consumption now known as tuberculosis. For your pleasure, I bring to you the preeminent Czech pianist of the 20th century, a man I knew, a man so charming, a man that was filled with knowledge, and believe it or not, Rudolf Furkuschny, at 5 years old, studied with Janáček. It's unlikely that you've heard the Voracek, so let's listen to the A major impromptu. Thank you. Major Impromptu by Jan Vaclav Voracek, the pianist, the late Rudolf Verkushny, who taught very near me at Juilliard, and we would go up the elevator and down the elevator, and just as I said, a charming man. One day he said to me, "You know your book, The Art of the Piano, which is a Bible for so many?" I said, "Oh, thank you, Maestro." He said, "But you know, I think you were too kind to me in your book." How do you like that? I'm David Dubal, your host for The Piano Matters. And you can locate me at thepianomatters.com and also take a peek at my website. I'd love you to look at my paintings. At Juilliard, I've had hundreds, oh, many more than hundreds of students in my career as a teacher there. And most certainly, Maria Thompson Corley is memorable. Recently, she sent me her new CD, and she tells me the repertoire is based on her new novel, titled Letting Go. And her novel is available on Amazon and other places on the internet. A while back, you heard her on the show in a couple of etudes by the Cleveland composer H. Leslie Adams. And all the music referred to in the novel is on her CD. And each piece is preceded with a passage from the novel. And I'd like you to hear Maria Thompson Corley's Scriabin Etude, Opus 42, Number 5. But for 40 seconds, we hear her read the passage from her novel, Letting Go, in relation to the Opus 42, Number 5, Etude of Scriabin.
Cecile glanced at her watch. 12:35 p.m. She'd hoped to get in 6 hours of practice, starting with Scriabin, Opus 42, Number 5, which she'd played through just enough to realize it was going to kick her butt, and ending with Bach's C-sharp minor Prelude and Fugue from Book 1 of The Well-Tempered Clavier. Both were new, and she had a lot of work to do before her lesson on Tuesday. "You'll make it up tomorrow," said a little voice in her head. "Let go and enjoy yourself." She stepped outside the diner, glanced back at the path through the park, a long and winding road full of unexpected pleasures, and knew the voice was right.
Thank you.
from her new CD, the pianist Maria Thompson Corley was heard in the etude in C-sharp minor, played with its requisite affinato, or breathlessly. Thank you, Maria, and do look into her novel. I think she's even written two or three. This is The Piano Matters. I'm David Duval, hoping you've had a productive week in our madcap time. Keep your bearings, my friend. Blake said, leave the world, yet be in it. But it's hard to drive in traffic. I have a very great Debussy interpreter, Arturo Benedetti Michelangeli. Yes, 1920-1995. So he's like a contemporary or about 5 years younger than Richter and Gilels, Earl Wilde, Dino Lapazzi, and the American William Capel. And they were all born of that time. We're going to listen to Debussy's 19-8 Children's Corridor Suite, two pieces, and composed for his beloved daughter, Shushu. First, Michelangeli plays The Little Shepherd, and he follows it by Doctor Gradus ad Parnassum.
Thank you.
From the suite called Children's Corner by Claude Achilles Debussy, we heard ABM, or Arturo Benedetti, Michelangeli, in The Little Shepherd, followed by one of my favorites from this suite, Dr. Gratus and Parnassum. I thought it was elegant playing, this listener says. Tell me what you think. Here is a patch of prose by the American writer F. Scott Fitzgerald from This Side of Paradise. I think that was his second novel. Well, he writes, Monsignor was 44 and bustling, a trifle too stout for symmetry, with hair the color of spun gold, and a brilliant enveloping personality. When he came into a room clad in his full purple regalia from thatch to toe, he resembled a Turner sunset. Oh, man, Satyrat a dumpling, that is what I call writing. Fitzgerald also said, all good writing is swimming underwater and holding your breath. The Spanish-born pianist Josu de Solaun, S-O-L-A-U-N, won the 2014 George Enescu International Piano Competition. And since then, he has been putting to CD the complete piano music of the great Romanian composer. Josu de Solaun is an amazing young artist, and you'll hear that. As I said, born in Spain, he won the Jose Iturbi competition and the Romanian competition, named for Enescu. He also shares in a performing career with his teaching position, and he's a wonderfully cared for teacher at Sam Houston State University, and he has wonderful students, and the faculty there and its music department is really exemplary. We're going to listen from his first Enescu CD, and I've chosen the third movement of the Sonata No. 1 in F sharp minor. It's Opus 24, No. 1, and it comes from 1924, the marking Andante Molto Espressivo. Here now, Josu de Solaun. Thank you. Josu de Solan was heard in the finale of Enescu's virtually unknown and splendid piano sonata in F sharp minor, and the performance was peerless. I've listened to these discs and we'll hear more from them on other shows. Well, I know you've always wanted to know the rules of the Pledge of Allegiance. It's Title 4, Chapter 1, Section 4 of the United States Code. And this is what you do. The Pledge of Allegiance should be made facing the flag, standing to attention with the right hand over the heart. Men not in uniform should remove their headdress with their right hand and hold it at the left shoulder. Persons in uniform should remain silent, face the flag, and give the military salute. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Yes, recently I saw an American flag, and that pledge of allegiance was in my mind. It's from memory. Charles Valentin Alcon is very underplayed. He was a true French romantic visionary. He was very much like Victor Hugo, Berlioz, Delacroix, Géricault, all of those tremendous early romantics, and he, though, has never gotten his due. I'd like you to hear his Concerto for Solo Piano, and that means no orchestra. It's an amazing piece, and technically it's terrifying. It's marked Allegretto alla Barbaresca. It's the third movement, and it's going to be played by John Ogden, 1937, 1989, and he takes chances, risks, and the challenge is met with double relish.
Thank you.
You heard the Alcan Concerto for solo piano played with Headiness and Elan by John Ogden, a great but tragic figure of British pianism. What a piece, in my opinion. The whole of Alcan's music is highly attractive, often very difficult, but there are many, many lyric miniatures. How come certain composers just don't become part of the repertoire? I'm your host, David Dubal, in The Piano Matters. I hope you care for our great station as we do. And if you care, let us know by helping us out, helping us sustain ourselves, as they say. All amounts are important, and you'll feel good. In Jacques Cocteau's Opium, he writes, "Victor Hugo was a madman who believed he was Victor Hugo." I just love that. Liszt was a finely calibrated nature poet, and we are now at the Lake of Wallenstadt in Switzerland. It's a very fine little work, and the boat gently lolls on the placid water. Wilhelm Kempff, not known as a Listian, is our performer, and he plays it so poetically. Wilhelm Kempff was heard in O Lac de Wallenstadt by Franz Liszt. Edward Alexander McDowell was a brilliant pianist and America's most performed romantic composer, 1861-1907. I'd like you to hear a deeply poetic and virtuoso concert etude by McDowell. It's Opus 36, and the playing is by the American Alan Feinberg on an Argo album called The American Virtuoso. Edward McDowell's very effective concert etude, Opus 36, and how well McDowell knows piano sound. Alan Feinberg, a verified pianist, on his Argo album titled The American Virtuoso, really worth getting for the repertoire and the playing. We return to Rudolf Virkušný, and we'll listen to a Smetana Czech dance. There are 10 of them, and each is a different, an absolute Czech dance, not just Slavic. We will listen to number 7. It's called Hulan, and that means the lancer. And she's a girl dancing, and she's singing a song that Smetana bases his inspiration on. And the woman says, "I had a sweetheart, a lancer was he. I loved him dearly and gave him my silver ring. Now my lancer is gone." And So is my ring. Here is for Kushni in Smetana, Czech dance number 7. Hulan, the 7th of Smetana's 10 Czech dances played with wonderful skill and understanding by the prime interpreter of Smetana's piano music of all time, Rudolf Verkushny. Won't you join me next week, same time, same station, we'll take another journey into that endless and wonderful labyrinth called the piano literature. Here's a bit of Franz Kafka, one of the great fighters against specialization, standardization, and bureaucracy. He writes, "Officials are highly educated, but one-sided. In his own department, an official can grasp whole trains of thought from a single word. But let him have something from another department explained to him by the hour, he may nod politely, but he won't understand a word." This is David Duvall. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.